It's here and now. More than half of the professors in the United States today are adjuncts. They're the largely part-time educators excluded from most of the benefits granted full-time faculty. Their numbers have dramatically increased in recent decades, but that doesn't translate into clout necessarily. Many are struggling to attain union recognition or any recognition at all for their hard work, low pay, and often terrible commutes. Dusko Petrovic is one of those adjuncts giving voice to this growing workforce. He's an extreme commuter, you might say, regularly crossing between four states. That's right, four states. And he's here in the studio with us. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So you're an adjunct art professor here in Boston and at RISD in Rhode Island, Yale in Connecticut. You live in Brooklyn, New York, and teach there as well. Four states. I mean, what do you call this commute cycle you're in?
Well, the name I have for it is the commuter triangle, which said in the Boston accent is the Commuter Triangle, which rhymes with the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
And that started out as a way for me to sort of soften the impact of telling people that I taught at all these different schools, because when I started to list them off, people would kind of do a double take, and I would say, well, it's the Commuter Triangle. And then I realized actually I was onto something, which is that a lot of people are in this kind of various versions of the Commuter Triangle, and they kind of disappear because people don't tend to talk about adjuncts or think about adjuncts when they think of a university.
Wow, four schools, four states. You know, I don't want to see your taxes. That's a mess.
It is complex at tax time, but the magic of TurboTax is that it transfers a lot of your information to the state forms.
And to try to build solidarity and raise awareness, I mean, you launched a newsletter last summer called Adjunct Commuter Weekly. Why launch a newsletter about this?
Yeah, I think the thing is that adjuncts are really largely invisible even to each other. So with Adjunct Commuter Weekly, I wanted to give adjuncts a place to talk about the things that matter to them and talk about what I call an influential and growing demographic, because there are hundreds of thousands of adjuncts in the U.S., and they're not often spoken to directly, and they don't often have a lot of opportunities to speak to one another.
And in a letter from the editor of Adjunct Commuter Weekly, you mentioned some of the perils of that commuter triangle. I mean, food scheduling, worrying, relationship woes, it's a challenge.
It is, and it's hard because a lot of our contracts and arrangements are very short-term and precarious. So I think a lot of people are in those kind of situations where they don't necessarily know if they're going to be teaching the next semester or the next year.
There have been efforts by adjuncts to unionize. Tell us about that effort. It's been a struggle.
It has. I mean, I think it's been largely successful. I'm not a union organizer myself, but my understanding of it is that they're doing it city by city, because I think one of the goals is to have a kind of city standard where all the adjuncts get together and then they can negotiate and not be undercut school to school. I mean, the situation is just so bad that I don't think it can get any worse. I think people are going to fight back and try to get better contracts, benefits, and ways of resolving conflicts with their bosses, basically.
You also mentioned feeling invisible, and you say you want other adjunct commuters to feel less invisible by reading your newsletter, talking about these issues. You also hope that other people, non-adjunct commuters, will see the newsletter. I mean, what do you want the world to know about you and your fellow adjuncts?
Well, I guess the main thing is that we are in universities. At this point, adjuncts are doing the majority of the teaching in American universities, and most people don't know that. They have an outdated image of a professor as an extremely stable, extremely well-paid job, as it was, say, in the 1970s when 80% of faculty was tenured or tenure track. Now, most of us are working on semester-long contracts and kind of trying to piece together a living, which is quite difficult. And at the same time, we're teaching at a very high level. I mean, these are people with PhDs and master's degrees who have attained a really specialized skill and body of knowledge and are passing that along.
Do your commuter struggles affect your art at all? Do they impact your work?
They do. I mean, in a way, this project came out of that kind of tension where I just realized it would be better to address it directly rather than suffer in silence. But it does. I mean, it's very, very difficult. For example, my commute on Mondays, I start in Brooklyn. I teach two classes at Yale. Then I drive up, teach another class at BU. And then I drive back to New York. So I get home around 1:30 in the morning. And so Tuesday is largely a wash. I mean, I'm not all there.
What if you landed a nice full-time tenure track professorship at a New York institution tomorrow? Is there anything you'd miss about your commuter lifestyle?
I'm not sure there is. Maybe the auto pizza or
listening to NPR on your commute.
Exactly. I've learned a lot from podcasts and things like that. No, I don't think I would miss anything, actually. And someone asked me, too, if I would stay in charge of Adjunct Commuter Weekly, and I think I would have to take a demotion right. as editor and publisher and maybe hand it over to someone else and put myself on the board of directors or something like that.
Right. Emeritus, yes. Well, dedicated teacher and extreme commuter, Dusko Petrovic. He's an artist, adjunct professor, editor of Adjunct Commuter Weekly. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.